RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
So when I read this piece about tea bags and, you know, just tea in general and whether or not it's healthy, I just walked away confused and big question marks. And so, Michelle, I know you don't like to drink tea at all because it doesn't agree with you. I'm a real tea drinker, you know, and I'll take it in all kinds of different ways. You know, like I've got my little cup right here, you know, keep me company. But we brought in our wonderful go-to chef, Chef Abby Gelman, to help us understand what is this thing where some of the literature now says that tea, especially tea bags, certain tea bags, may actually not be good for you. What's going on here, Chef Abby?
Well, I think some of it just comes from the source. You know, where is your tea coming from? Who's producing the bag? Is it cheap? Is it, you know, how well made is it? And, you know, like a lot of products, you know, you have to look at where it's coming from and maybe pay a little bit more for the quality.
But how do you know?
You know, do you read labels?
Because there's like 900 different brands out there, and what's cheap for you may be, you know, expensive for someone else. And so, you know, I think number one, I think there are a couple issues. One is that ideally you're using loose leaf, right?
Yeah.
And that works well. But even with that, you have to be careful about where you got it from, because a lot of this stuff isn't filtered very well in terms of, you know, when it's manufactured, when it's put together for us to be able to grab. So we have to be careful about the source.
Well,
but
you can't
the real issue was
tea bags. At a restaurant. Yeah, but you can't even order loose leaf at a restaurant, right? So we're back
not
to...
unless you bring your own.
Exactly. So we're back to... Is there a specific tea bag that's worse than another, or what do we look at the ingredients or the labeling? What do you think,
well,
Abby?
I would say for the type of tea bag, have you seen like their mesh? They're more cloth based,
yes,
than paper based. So I would say, just as a rule of thumb, the cloth based ones are a more expensive brand and are probably better manufactured and have less of an issue than the paper type ones. That is kind of what I would say is a first point of demarcation.
You can go to, there are a number of websites, right? And so one website that I've looked at is Clean Plates, and on the Clean Plates they actually have a list of teas that are what we call toxin free, and there is a special a lot of these bags were treated with a chemical called epichlorohydrin. And it's a plastic that helps to keep the bags from breaking. So it's a technical thing, right? And the problem is that it can potentially break down in water, be released into your drink. And the EPA says drinking water with high levels of this stuff over a long period of time could cause stomach problems and an increased risk for cancer, which is very interesting. So, you know, how do you really know? So a lot of the bags now are free of this chemical, and as well as pesticides and artificial flavorings. And Abby, you and I have talked about this Numit, N-U-M-I-T. I know I use a lot of, which I think it's great. And they're also non-GMO. Well, they're non-GMO verified, but, you know, whatever. Rishi, R-I-S-H-I-T, Eden Organic, that's E-D-E-N Organic, Organic Stash. I'm not quite sure where that's coming from, but I think it came out of Denver. Just kidding.
There's no such thing as organic anyway, let's be clear, but they can use it.
I know. They just use the word. Choice exactly. Organic Teas. Two Leaves is another brand. Organic Tazo, and that's T-A-Z-O. Organic Traditional Medicinals. Now, that one you could see at Whole Foods, and now it's at the main, a lot of the main markets like Giant and Safeway. And then the Organic Yogi Teas. Now, I think I'm saying the word organic here primarily because those are the ones that are specifically from those brands missing the epichlorohydrin. And then, let's see, Tetley Black and Green Tea, which is sort of a conventional tea, is cool too. And then the loose teas, good luck.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about the loose teas? How do you find out where they're coming from, right? What country they're coming from, the ingredients?
So hard.
It's just, it almost reminds me of the plastic bottles, what we found out with water and plastic bottles and how
BPA.
It's not good. Yeah, how it's not good for you. Now we're talking the same about tea.
I think we just need to be educated again. You know, it happens with food and everything else. We just need to try to pay attention to ask the right questions and get it from as reputable of source as we can.
Well, I actually read also that let's just say you've got some tea bags there that weren't on this list, right? And mm-hmm. you're thinking, oh my God, I didn't want to just blow this money. I mean, what am I going to do with it? Actually, the rule is once you put the tea bag in, don't keep it in there for longer than 3 minutes.
Okay.
And then just take it out. And then that seems to be a good rule of thumb. And plus, I think it makes sense anyway. I mean, right? You don't mm-hmm. want the thing sitting there all day long.
Or you can serve it maybe, Pam.
You know, I think it's about not 30 hours, not 3 weeks. It's, but you know what I do is I walk around and here I am. I'm just laughing, with my little thermos. And I'll throw in a tea bag and I'll just forget this, the thing's there. 9 out of 10, I've got the better, tea bag. But sometimes, I prepare it with something else, I forget. And so, you have to always wonder. I've gotten to a point now where I just want to rip my hair out trying to keep on top of pesticides and epichlorohydrin and plastics and
how often,
tea bags.
How much to heat it and where is it coming from? And is there any difference, Abby, between decaf and caffeinated? Does that change anything?
Yeah.
Well, I for tea itself, I pay more attention to, the decaf in terms of like a fruit tea, like a pure fruit tea or something, like that would be better than like a black tea, because black tea has more time to absorb heavy metals and things when it's, and depending on where it comes from. And also look to things like white tea, because their leaves are younger and they don't have as much time to absorb the heavy metals. So that, between all the different types of teas, that is a kind of a one way to think about it too.
Got it.
I love it. Okay, but that helps too. The white tea, why do they call it white tea?
It's lower in caffeine, it's younger, so it's not dark in color. So if you look at it, it's not always pure white, but it's a lighter color. It's
color,
not black or the other teas. It looks whiter.
Cool. I like my jasmine tea. There's no question. Mm. Well, everyone out there, I want you to just relax. Don't panic now. We're just talking about tea. It's all good. We're all panicked, of course. And we've been talking to our wonderful chef, Abby Gelman. Run on over to our website, culinarynutritioncuisine.com, to learn even more and listen to some of the other shows we've done with Abby, because she keeps them up on the website. She is so good. She's our go-to woman. Yes, and keep drinking your tea. Just be careful. Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio. Stay well.